Gabbard, RFK Sr., MLK Jr. assassination files to be released in the next few days. By Olivia Rondo on April 10, 2025. Documents related to the assassinations of Senator Robert F. Kennedy Sr. and civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be released in the next few days after spending decades in storage, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard announced Thursday. Gabbard revealed the news while sitting just feet away from the late senator's son, Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Donald Trump, and other cabinet members at the White House. "We've been scanning. I've had over 100 people working around the clock to scan the paper around RFK, Senator Robert F. Kennedy's assassination, as well as Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination," the intelligence director said. "These have been sitting in boxes in storage for decades. They have never been scanned or seen before. We'll have those ready to release here in the next few days," she added. Trump responded with "That's great," and asked how RFK Jr. was feeling. "I'm very gratified," he replied. "That's hitting close to home," Trump noted. "I'm thinking about Bobby when that statement was made." RFK Jr. added that he is very grateful. The HHS secretary was just a teenager when his father, the brother of late President John F. Kennedy, was fatally shot at Los Angeles's Ambassador Hotel after winning the California Democrat presidential primary in June 1986. "And you let Bobby see some of this because, you know, it's very personal stuff. But it's time," Trump told Gabbard, who said that RFK Jr. had already told her the world needs to know the truth. In January, Trump signed an executive order to declassify records relating to the assassinations of both JFK and RFK Sr., as well as MLK Jr. The JFK records were released on March 18, with Gabbard saying that no redactions had been made to them. During his 2024 presidential campaign, Trump vowed to create a commission regarding presidential assassinations as a tribute to RFK Jr., just a month after surviving his own assassination attempt at a Butler, Pennsylvania rally. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.